The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I nothing lack. That psalm is probably one of the most memorized psalms in the whole world. You may memorize it from the Old King's Bible. You may memorize it from the King James Version of the Bible. You may memorize it from the New Prayer Book. However you memorize it, those are familiar words, and they're comforting words. They're words that fill us with all strength. The word comfort is often misunderstood. It isn't kicking back in the easy chair and watching the ball game on Sunday. The word comfort means with strength. Those words give strength to our lives. They gave strength to the psalmist who, in his life, has experienced many things, even as we have experienced many things, some wonderful and some terrible. But in the midst of all those things, the psalmist still says, "The Lord is my shepherd." He still has those comforting words that come to all of us through this psalm. The Lord leads him day by day. He leads him into green pastures. He leads him beside still waters. Even though he walks in the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is there to protect and guide him. And so it is with us. All our lives are not green pastures, nor are they still waters. Our lives change day to day. Sometimes they are wonderful and sometimes they are not. But despite all of that, the psalmist reminds us that the Lord is with us. He even sets up a table for us in the presence of those who trouble us. He is our shepherd. And the psalmist's greatest wish is to live in the house of the Lord forever. Now that's an odd sentence. How does one live in a house built with hands in a world that decays forever? It's not possible. So what is the psalmist talking about when he says that at the end of this glorious psalm? He's talking about a house that never ends. A house that is eternal. A house that is going to house him throughout all eternity. Some Jewish scholars look at this as being a direct explanation of how they view the resurrection of the dead. This is the promise that the psalmist holds out for all of us, that we will live in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus, in the gospel for this morning, declares himself to be a little bit of everything. He's the shepherd, he's the gatekeeper, he holds the in and out to the sheepfold. He leads the sheep with nothing but his voice. Now, I lived in Wyoming for about 7 years, and I know a little bit about sheep. I don't know whether you do or not, but they do not follow a voice. You need a couple of good dogs. But in this case, the sheep follow the voice of the shepherd, and they won't follow any other voice. Once they've heard his is the only voice they will recognize. Once we hear the voice of Jesus, once we hear the words out of his mouth, our ears are pierced and hooked. We will follow that voice wherever it leads. And we will not follow any other voice. Jesus is the voice that leads us as a shepherd through our lives and brings us in the end into that sheepfold, that house which is ours to share for all eternity. That is our hope and our constant in all that life throws at us. In all that the world goes mad with its warring voices, we hear the voice of the shepherd of our souls, and we follow it. One of the ancient Celtic Christian saints once prayed to God. He said, "God, make me a place in your house. It doesn't matter where it is. It could be the smallest stool by the smallest and farthest door from your throne, as long as it's in your house. That's all I need." That's our prayer. That's my prayer for you. That God may grant you a place in his house forever. Even the smallest place in the house of the Lord is a great and wonderful thing. This is what our spirituality is all about. Making a place in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.